This is The Jam, rebooting your workday. June and Martin on your best mix of music, Capital FM.
This is a song that is touching very many hearts right now. If you've been broken heart, as in someone has broken your heart, you know, this is I Don't Like You.
Is it only heartbreak? There are people who just annoy me. And sometimes I feel like just telling them,
I don't like
listen
you.
To this song. Who wrote this song for us?
Eva Simone.
Thank you, Eva. Yeah. Receive our gratitude.
I don't like you. I don't know you.
But that is not the case right now. Right now, we like who is in studio with us because we think he's cool.
Yeah.
We think with a name like Mowgli, everybody's going to love you. From the Jungle Book, everybody love Mowgli. Mowgli Dodia is in studio, our jam master today. Karibu sana, Mowgli.
Welcome.
Hi, guys. Yeah, so literally, obviously, I guess I don't need to introduce myself anymore, pretty much.
No, you'll answer the one question we ask everybody.
Very quickly.
Okay.
Who are you?
Okay, I'm that kid that was at the back of the classroom 10 years ago telling people about magic internet money. So, yeah.
Yes!
Oh, it's 10 years. Yeah. 10 years ago, you were telling people about magic internet money.
Yeah, exactly.
And people looked at you like you were crazy.
They still do, but less people nowadays. Put it this way, you know.
Fewer so people think you're
10
crazy.
Years. 10 years ago, you said I am Iron Man.
Yeah.
And everyone went, look at this fool. And right now, everyone is like, wait, what is this? You're
so what
about?
Are you saying again, Mowgli? Yeah. What are you saying 10 years ago?
Yeah. What is it you were saying?
So 10 years ago, I was trying to explain to people that there's this magic money. That is controlled by people, and no one else controls it. They're like, how is it money? What is this? This magic nonsense.
Yes.
This you know, shoot away nonsense. Mm. Right, but obviously today it's a different story.
Completely.
And today it's really I'm actually really happy to have been watching this industry grow for the last like 10 years or so,
mm-hmm.
because the amount of technological progress we've made in this industry, and on top of that also like just watching it from literally a thing that a couple of people were just talking about it on the internet,
yes.
to something that people are using day in in their like day-to-day lives and actually having real use cases. If you look at say the situation with Russia and Ukraine, right, where you see at a certain point the Ukrainian credit cards are not being accepted, but you know people are sending bitcoins. Right, people are sending bitcoins to people in Ukraine to actually like the government of Ukraine asked for bitcoin funds because what happened is it's something that you see could not be stopped. So you see, this is slowly now where the technology is actually slowly starting to find itself, which actually have real use cases in the world, which was bound to happen at one point or another. But you know, isn't to watch it happen from it being like nothing to now something that everybody's talking about. On top of that, actually having real places where it actually can impact and do the good parts of technology.
It's
where it's really interesting.
It's interesting looking at you. It's like the way people say, I've been watching this flower grow, you know, this plant grow. But let's take two steps back.
Because
I like the magic money.
74.
Okay. So let's start. You've mentioned Bitcoin. You've mentioned, I guess, magic money. We've heard terminology like cryptocurrency. We've heard, you know, NFTs. What are these things? So what is the technology that drives is this M-Pesa? When you say magic money, is it we thought M-Pesa was magic money. What is all of this?
Okay, so to break it down, I think the simplest way to really explain blockchain is it's purely a ledger. Mm-hmm. Like your Excel sheet or actually like a piece of paper which you write your transactions down, how much I spend on an A, B, C, D day, right?
Okay.
Now, the difference is compared to your traditional ledgers, a blockchain ledger, once you put data on it, you cannot erase that data.
You can't go back. Delete on Excel, I can't do it on blockchain.
True. And number two also, because of the algorithms, it always has to make mathematical sense. You see, like, say, for example, if you have an accounting system here,
mm-hmm.
right? And you have 10 shillings in the account. You could say, listen, I paid 6 shillings to this guy, 6 shillings to that person. Then, you know, some manager signs it. It happens that way. But the thing is, if I only had 10 shillings, how did I pay 12?
Yes.
Banks can do that nowadays, obviously, because they have, like, ledgers which they can adjust and things.
Yes.
But you see, with blockchain ledgers, it has to be mathematically true. And number two, also, you can't falsify transactions. I can't go back and say a month ago I didn't do this and remove it from there. And number three, the reason why it's immutable, first of all, there's no delete function on it. You can't actually delete a piece of data. And number two also is that it's governed, or rather every transaction that happens on it is processed by miners or nodes, or put it to like thousands of people across the world in essence, actually verify and approve that thing if it's mathematically correct, etc., and whether it happened or didn't happen, right? So you've got it sort of a system or a ledger, I guess, in which any transaction or any record of any data can be kept that cannot be corrupted for the rest of time.
Okay. When we come back, I want to ask you, so I want to see where that ledger is.
Yeah.
Is it in space? Is it in a cloud? Is it on my computer? So you like literally take me like I'm a 15-year-old child who has to do her paper.
Sure.
And the teacher wants me to explain it as simply as possible.
And after that, right now my brain needs to go on a holiday. because I was like, what are you? What is that?
Ledger magic money.
All that magic money. It needs
even
to be
ledgers.
Down.
You don't keep a ledger, Martin Karaoke.
Chini, go lower. Woo. Take it lower. Mathematics. You just hit me with mathematics. I'm like, oh my God. But anyway, if you want to take a holiday, they go to the coast. There's actually a 5-star resort that you need to visit. It's the Diani Reef Resort and Spa. It's your choice. So go there, visit it, check it out. For more information, tune in to Davina and Farid on Capital in the Morning.
Yes, indeed.
You all watch this movie, and if you never watch it, please make it what part of your, what is it called,
like your bucket list.
Watch this movie.
I think to do before you kick the bucket.
Watch it, especially if you're Kenyan. This is actually a very, very fantastic. Yeah.
Why, if you're Kenyan?
If you're Kenyan, this, very many things will teach you about politicians and the government from this movie. Mm-hmm. You'll know where you come from, the struggle people went through for
what?
You to enjoy
Martin
this,
Karaoke.
Yeah, for you to enjoy all these internets that you're enjoying right now and your freedom of speech. Sarafina could not say anything. She was being shot at by the police, chasing her everywhere. And then there was a headmaster. There was a teacher.
And it
was
again. A headmaster.
And it was
all right.
Again.
Yes, you do. Because, that story has gone. Martin, to watch this movie again. Listen, it is Wednesday, and that means it's time for our Jam Masters section. And in studio, we have Mowgli Dodia of Kasuku NFTs. And we asked him to come in and just tell us. Easy fitu ni nini.
On a simplified
on a very, way. Yes. So a couple of things. Because we've technology, which and other things. You said two things that I have remembered that I've taken home. One, it's a ledger or a record. It can't or erased. So that makes me very happy when it comes to like companies doing audits and corruption and start making tool Excel work.
Isn't it? It gives that whole layer of.
Good. So now we want it. So people are sitting at home right now. Okay, this blockchain thing sounds interesting. I log on to blockchain.com. How do I get it?
So currently, obviously, in Kenya, it's not reached a stage in which it's fully functional. You can just go load up your credit card, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So currently, the kind of buy through peer-to-peer websites. So in which, for example, you'll be trading directly almost another person, but there'll be an escrow, something like packs full of things. Binance wins again.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, so you'll need two things. One is you'll have to create a wallet. I recommend if you're going to be using Ethereum, something, use MetaMask.
MetaMask as a is the recommendation you're making for us to create our own wallet?
Yes, definitely. It's a Google Chrome extension around 12 words. Mm-hmm. Now those 12 words, put it this way, that's going to be the keys to your safe, right? Now those 12 words, don't ever lose them. Don't show them to anybody. Keep them, because if they have those 12 words, everything in that wallet could go.
Twelve words. We have to remember the 12 words.
Isn't write it down. Keep it away. You'll have your password. But in case you ever lose your password or something and you want to reset it, you'll need those 12 words.
You'll need the 12 words. Okay. So now our wallet exists.
Yes.
Is it like a crypto wallet? What do you call it?
Yeah, it's a crypto wallet, I guess. Yeah.
So the next thing now is I say I have my wallet. Do I load it with money? What do I do?
Yes. So what you'll have to do is you'll have to find somewhere. In Kenya, these things are often changing. They'll have like companies that come in once in a while, then they won't be here for long because of the different regulations, etc.
Yes.
But what in essence you'll find places like Paxful. I know they operate here. You'll buy it on that website. It'll instruct you how to do a peer-to-peer trade. Mm-hmm. There's local Bitcoins again. You can do it there. You can buy Ethereum on there as well also. And Binance also. Binance also have a P2P option at the moment, yeah.
So through them.
Hold on. When you say buy.
Binance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buy the Bitcoins.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You just
said
something about buying the Bitcoins.
Yes, local Bitcoins.
Yeah, how much does that cost? I mean...
Put it this way. It's like, so with a Bitcoin, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin.
Yeah.
You can buy 0.0001 Bitcoins, in essence. Isn't it? It's sort of like, say, a dollar has... you can break into 100, right? 100 cents into $1 or 100 Kenya shilling cents into one Kenya shilling.
Yeah.
With a Bitcoin, you've got 100 million Satoshi. So you don't have to buy the whole $46,000 or $44,000 Bitcoin. You could buy a small amount of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like any other currency in essence. It's purely, you can break it down into much smaller parts.
So the value, I guess what Martin is asking also is like the valuation. So a portion of that Bitcoin, if I buy a portion, if he says I have 1,000 shillings, how many portions of that Bitcoin can
So he'd get so if it's okay, put it this way, like say if Bitcoin's at $100
yes
and you have $1, you buy a hundredth of it. Sorry.
It's okay. Yeah. You can buy a hundredth of that
Of that thing, yeah.
Okay. So a Bitcoin, that's a normal range for $100 is a normal range.
As in the Bitcoins, I think at the moment, I can't remember the last time I was trading, but I think 40-something thousand?
40,000, one Bitcoin.
Yeah, one Bitcoin. 44,916. Yeah.
Those are Kenyan shillings.
No, dollars.
Oh. Martin, salary for the whole year will get you 100th.
For which year? Sorry.
$44,000 for one Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And that's obviously not what it was valued at when it started.
Oh, no. Someone paid, I can't remember, a silly amount, thing like a couple of like tens of thousands or 150,000, 70,000 Bitcoins for two pizzas back in the day.
What?
Yeah.
My
goodness. It had no value, right? But obviously, as time went along, I mean, it's grown to be kind of the next, I guess, digital gold, right?
Yeah. Okay. So I guess now that kind of makes sense to me now that this is the technology on which different things like NFTs will now run. So you establish the blockchain technology. Mm. We can't erase anything. It's a ledger. So any transaction that we do there has to balance out and has to be, I think the term you used is mathematically true.
Yeah.
So now we have created our wallet. I have my crypto wallet. Martin has given me $44,000. He's a rich guy.
Yeah, yeah.
We have put the money in the wallet.
Yeah.
The next thing now is NFTs.
Okay. So say, Bitcoin was the first ever cryptocurrency, right?
Yes.
Now that in essence just purely uses a payment function. It's just purely like a currency, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now where things came along really, everything really changed is why I guess you need your MetaMask specifically for this, is for Ethereum, right? Now Ethereum is the second most traded currency.
Ethereum.
Ethereum. Mm-hmm. It is like via market cap value. But on Ethereum, you're allowed to create things, smart contracts. So Ethereum, in essence, it's almost like in a simplistic way, you could say it's a software.
Okay.
So you could create things upon a blockchain ledger now. So you can make applications, you could make currencies on top of this ledger. So it really allows the full service. Now, one thing that came about is NFTs.
Mm.
So now, obviously, currency is fungible. Like, 100 Kenya shillings is the same as 250 shilling notes. But... Or the same way, like say 2 half-liters of water are the same as 1 liter of water, right? Okay. You can interchange them.
Okay.
They're fungible.
That's
currencies.
What fungible means.
Exactly.
And then
now non-fungible, right? Yes. Now non-fungible is where things get interesting. Now put it this way, land.
Yes.
Right. Now you have 2 acres of land, both 1 acre parcels, right?
Yes.
On the road, right next to each other. They have the same everything, right? They'll never have the same value because, you know, one person will be like, no, this is slightly closer to this junction. This is facing this way, right? Those two pieces of land are not purely interchangeable. Even if they're right next to each other, the same gradient or whatever, same road, you can't really trade one for one.
Okay.
Now, things like artwork and stuff like that. Now, this is, you see where the non-fungible tokens really come
aspect
into play.
Comes in.
They're sort of tokens that one of them is one of them. Okay. It's not something that can be broken down into smaller pieces.
So the unique aspect.
Exactly.
Okay, so like a fingerprint for the each parcel of land.
Oh. Exactly.
Hey, I'm going to pass this exam. I'm going to pass it.
Right. Okay, so we're going to go into the sport and the news headlines, and then we'll come back and discuss NFTs. Of course, I hope someone here is saying you need to slow down a bit. It's like Kasef saying, you need to slow down, my friend. Or maybe June can maybe summarize later.
No, we'll ask him. Yeah. Zach, Kasef, ask us the specific question you want. Guys, we do have Mowgli Dodia in studio. If you guys have questions or specific clarifications you'd need, let's take advantage of him in studio with us today. He's our jam master. Yeah, ni mwalimu. So send your questions to @thejam984. The hashtag is driveout. You can also WhatsApp us at 0701-984-984. We'll share where you can get in touch with Dodia for more information from Kasuku NFTs.
98.4 Capital FM. I need more psych, man.
Here's another one. I hit like the other one. Only better than the other one. Oh, go, pop, please, let's get it done. South Sea's finest. Umaka, kakilo sa gomba tutabamba. Isa bikwenda keira, stranda. Easy track is a bamba. Mamanzi, mabeshte wanachi mababi. Achidi tulikana kwamba South Sea is moto. Oh, go, pa, ya bamba. Ni Isa, nimekuja tena kuwa burudi. Ma MC nimekuja tena kuwatinga. Na Kiswahili ndio ninawakilisha. Hii ni vita yakifanyika, yanafanyika unapokaribia speaker. Na kuhisi kama heaven umefika, kwa sababu ya hino kolabo mpya. Ni Isa, aha. Big B, Keira, Toaleta. Kila mwaka tunamoto kwambia huu mwaka. Itabaki imeacha kila mdia mshanga. Huu mwaka, kakilo za gomba tutabamba.
To the open number one, did no option. Shake your body to the motion. We need no magic potion. Kato lang, kato wang. Every track is a bang.
Definitely one crew. Pirates is the gun.
We are hot in the block. Here smoke in your lungs. Me a time, me a track. See your gompas outcome. Now sing, let's sing to the songs that we sang. Everything that we did is about to be done. Big pin representing for the whole town clan. Ayawa, let's chill, let's make another plan. Ayawa, no doubt, straight to number one. South Sea's finest, we are the veterans.
Umaka. Tutabamba, isa bikwenda keira, stranda. Hizi track za bamba, mamanzi, mabeshte wanachi mababi. Achili tulikane kwamba sauti, is moto, ogopa ya bamba.
Na ita anza nike drop bass, kisha ni wapeleke zuu kama high tide. They analyze them see super duper crowd pleaser. Representing the duo Chris, the big pin and Nissan. Don't wap a drop first, bill and us. Where's the cool place, the crowd first. I'm murder, you know, we came first. Niggas spit verses, comma, molasses. Quelly meme, chungo, comma, ila, mic, anthem. I spit fire like a dragon, so don't touch them. This is the right anthem for Nairobi Bandit. Yo, na kama kweli we watu wa waipenda. I'm the number nine super rank contender. Nikki and the co-level still family. Ogopa, one bamba, one ganza link. It's a big pin, tough title link. K-Rub, no doubt, be a lover link. So watch out, let us bumba now. Then till the honeymoon, we be party tight. Bamba, 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 bamba. Say,
Those ones. Isa Big Pin Nakerapt. Bamba is the name of the track on 98.4 Capital FM. This is The Jam with June Gashui and Martin Karaoke. And of course, we're joined by one Mr. Mowgli Dodia. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. And we're in class
with
our notebooks.
Yes.
And we're learning about blockchain. We're learning about cryptocurrencies. We're learning about Ethereum. And we're now talking about fungible versus non-fungible tokens. And Mowgli Dodia is our jam master in studio. So now let me read out a couple of questions. Which can sort of segue us into our next topic of discussion within NFT. So Asura Odinga, a.k.a. Ogish, on Twitter asks, if he happens to buy coins using Binance, which he happens to use, will my coins be more valuable, let's say in 10 years, or if I've been accumulating, or will I go at a loss?
It's almost impossible to answer that question because obviously it depends what coins you're buying and things. And number two, also, it's that we can't really predict the future. Mm. Like, we don't know whether the market's going to go up, down, sideways, or upside down, right? It's almost impossible to tell which way it'll go.
Mm.
Obviously, people like myself and things believe it will increase in value. But again, it's very dependent also on the assets and which coins in particular you're holding as well.
So it depends on which coins.
Yes, and then how they perform also. It's like asking me tomorrow, what's the stock price going to be or the gold price going to be?
Okay,
it's almost impossible.
Not something. Yeah. Anything could make it. Russia, Ukraine could make it drop or go up.
Exactly.
Okay. Ogish, but follow Kasuku NFTs and you can engage with Mowgli more on that. But I hope that answers you for now. Talula asks, is crypto regulated?
Okay, so. In Kenya, the current stance is, so the CBK a while back released a thing, there's nothing prohibiting it, but they're not encouraging it either. So put it this way, it's still a legal gray area in most of the world because it's still a very new technology. It's hard to get the whole legislation around it.
Yes.
So it's something that is pretty much a gray area. So the government is not endorsing it at all.
Okay.
But it's not something that's also not allowed at the same time.
Okay. So when you say gray area, meaning there's no law we can go and read. There's no act of parliament that says this is how cryptos will be regulated.
Exactly.
But they are aware that they're aware, happening.
Yes.
So the central bank issued guidance?
They said to refrain from, this is I think 2017. Or 2016, they said for people to refrain from it. It's very volatile.
Okay.
Which it is.
But if you proceed, do so at your
own
risk.
Yeah.
Okay, Talula, I hope you're answered. So we are following you. We left you explaining how two pieces of land, you know, as we jump into NFTs, which are non-fungible tokens, you were explaining what fungible means and that it's like for like, basically. If it's 250 bob, I was going to say coins, but 250 bob notes, it will equal 100. But where it's non-fungible, it's like two things that are unique in nature, so they cannot necessarily be equal. One equals the other. Something
exactly.
Is that a good summary?
Yes. Exactly that. Yep. Like you mentioned
index
before.
Index one.
Fingerprints.
Yeah, okay,
that
like
was
fingerprints.
A really good example.
Okay. So.
Sorry, Karen.
No, I was going to say, so then if we look at now the non-fungible token, the reason that became necessary is what?
Okay, so the reason it became necessary, again, is like sort of like the non-fungible part of the token. Now, you see, not everything is purely tradable.
Yes.
Right, now, say, for example, artwork.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to put a piece of artwork on the internet and I want to have it as an NFT, it has to be non-fungible, right? Because one painting, you can't cut it up and sell it as two different paintings or etc. At the same time, also, that one painting is always going to be different from the other one.
Yes.
Now, the reason why people say, what is really an NFT? The NFT is not the artwork itself. It's actually like a logbook for a car. It's a contract that points ownership to a certain asset.
Okay.
Right now, this asset could be a painting, it could be a song, it could be anything. Right? A ticket even. Right now, the reason this actually becomes really important is, now, first of all, as artists, one thing that's obviously much spoken about, the greatest asset of an artist is his IP.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you prove your IP? Say I made a painting and then say Martin made the same painting. He copied it from me and then said, oh, this is my painting. How do I prove it's mine? Normally, it always goes back to who created it.
Yes.
But how do you prove that? Now, remember what I said about a blockchain being a ledger?
Yes.
So now when I make this painting, I upload it on a database, say the IPFS or someone. I put up my image, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I create a transaction on the blockchain to signal that this painting was uploaded by me at this point in time. So I say I was the first one to make it. What it really does, it allows you to timestamp your IP.
Okay.
In essence, right? Now you can have proof that this was mine first.
Mm-hmm. And that happens even on the ground, as we say.
Yes.
V2 is not that different on the ground.
Exactly.
Yeah, on ground see difference, Anna, because you still have to take your work to, say, the copyright board or the Industrial Property Institute and register this thing that you've created. Okay, so that's your registration, that's your logbook, that's your title deed.
Exactly.
Okay, great. So now we have NFTs. So me, you know, I'm a musician.
Yes.
Were you told when you came?
No.
I'm a superstar. Me, personally.
Okay, yes. That's good. That's good to hear.
If I give you all my songs, and I want you to think, I have 12 right now that are on a particular album called 20 Years. Mm-hmm. What would the process be for musician June to get an NFT?
Okay.
On.
Okay. So
before you answer that, let's think about it and think about it.
Oh, hard. We write. You want him to now develop
a simple way.
Okay.
For everyone, a seven-year-old can seven-year-old.
Or even
follow.
Art, like as you're saying, Mato with his painting. Okay.
Or an ad or something. I don't know. Anything that you've created.
A book.
Right now, we're gonna go pay some ads. Yeah, an ad right now coming up. Our NFT is playing on Capital FM. Rick Dees is going to be telling us what's happening. Guys, this is Jamming on the Jam. We've got Mowgli Dodia telling us what NFTs are all about. Please stay tuned. If you have any questions, please just let us know at the Jam 984. The hashtag is DriveOut, of course, and WhatsApp at 0701-984-984.
Tell your mother, no need to pray for you. I've got a cover, you're safe beneath my roof. Got so much time on my hands, you're at the heart of my plans. Tell your father,
live for you, die for you, I'd do anything. Carry your guilt for you, absolve you, rid you of your sin. Live for you, die for you, I'd do anything. Carry your guilt for you, absolve you, rid you of your sin.
Survive in love, it's something I do for you. Crazy love, give me dollar, but I refuse. Oh yeah, I'm here for all the unknown. Shake it up in the kaleidoscope. Tell your father, I will die for you.
Live for you, die for you, I'd do anything. Carry your guilt for you, absolve you, rid you of your sin. Live for you, die for you.
Eric Onaina and Television. The band is known as Television. Tell your mother's name of a track. We actually had one of them here yesterday.
Yes, Tim Arinaitwe.
Yes, and they sound so good. And kudos to Eric Onaina, you know, performing and, you know,
recording
partnering
music.
With young talent. That's fantastic. June also is running something, a campaign, which I'll talk about in the next hour.
We shall.
Yeah, we want to look. We're looking for the innovators that you think are worth talking about, young ones, that is,
and shining a light on.
Exactly. Right now we're talking about NFTs.
Yes, indeed. Oh. And we are getting better at this class, man. Even Martin now has the light bulb.
Yeah.
So here's what we are doing. So right before we went on break, I was saying that you could walk us through what, like, a musician such as myself, or a photographer, or a visual artist who paints, what are the steps we would take to be able to get an NFT over our works, artistic works?
Okay, so this process, unfortunately, is not very simple at the moment, right?
Okay.
So first, most important step is you'd have to have it in the digital file, because obviously this is all digital, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's step number one. Number two is that you have to actually first buy cryptocurrency, right? Now, again, the problem with this now is that first you go to an exchange site, you buy cryptocurrency. You have to make your MetaMask wallet, which I talked about earlier, which again is a simple but complicated process at the same time.
Yes.
And then you go to a trading platform, a platform like OpenSea, which you then send, which then allows you now to upload your image and create an NFT.
Okay.
Right. So then at that point you'll be asked to pay a transaction fee, because you have to pay to enter the data into the ledger, obviously. Mm. I would avoid doing lazy minting or gas-free minting because I'll explain that a bit later, but it's a bit risky in terms of actually the UIP and stuff.
Yes.
But yeah, then at that point, you've uploaded your image, you pay the gas fee, and then your NFT in essence is created, right? But the problem with this is, though, it's such a complicated process. Like, you'll have to run through around, like, 3 different applications. Mm. Buying crypto from here to there, sending it to this, sending it to this. As a new beginner, it's really, really difficult. And to be honest, it's, like, actually a daunting process. You know, it's worrying I'm going to be playing with $100 or whatever. It's a lot of money, right?
It is.
Now, the problem with this is that you see, especially in the developing world, places like Kenya, people have, like, say, very little access to cryptocurrency as it is in the first place. Mm. But also, generally, like, the technological kind of gaps in terms of, like, say, internet connections or just, like, in general, like, access to this sort of, like, this general technology. So one thing is sort of, like, this is what I mean, my business partner, Jay Paul, came up with the idea of Kazuku NFTs. What we wanted to really do was simplify the whole process. Good. Just imagine you could log into Facebook, or, like, you know, the equivalent of logging to Facebook. You create one account and you're all done. Mm. Rather than having to create 3-4 different accounts just to create a single NFT.
So that's the help Kazuku NFT and, organizations would do for us.
Exactly.
Okay, so now, you know, my good friend here, Mato, is a sports buff.
Yes.
Fanatic, rugby. Specifically rugby.
Yeah.
So let's, for him, for his sake and all his rugby people, kina Pogi,
everyone.
Kina everybody, Gisore,
Kado,
all of the
Raj,
boys.
Everyone.
If we let's take the example of Kenya winning at Singapore, right?
Yeah.
In 2016.
2016.
That was a memorable moment for our country and for the rugby enthusiasts. So what would the NFT around that particular event or memorable happening be?
Okay, so let me sort of give you a good example, right? Because you have to remember, again, with the NFT, it's only as useful as the utility it comes with, or which is generally IP, or any other utility it gives. So now I'm a photographer. I took that single second, the last try, the final try, that moment, you know, the ball just touches the grass, right?
Yes.
Now, I've taken that amazing photo, right? Tomorrow, that's going to be in all the newspapers. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, normally they'd go and ask you, can I use your image, all this stuff?
Yes, and pay you some money.
Exactly. Now, you see, NFT's got a way for you to prove that you were the person to take that photo, or you have that photo, that you actually, say, own it, in essence. Mm-hmm. More so that you actually own it, that you're the owner of that photo. Number two, you see, now you could actually rent out that image to all these newspapers or everyone else is going to be using in their newspapers.
So the day I'm the photographer, I'm in Singapore, I watch the try, I click, and now I have the picture.
Yeah.
I go into my hotel room, I log in because it's Singapore, I log in and I do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Let's assume it is an overnight process.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the next morning, I have an NFT.
Yeah, you have your NFT, which says that that photo that you took belongs to you, right?
Okay.
Now, you could rent out that to newspapers, sports like TV
channels,
shows or sports channels. And in essence, you could start making money off it, right? Because it's an asset then, right? Because if a newspaper wants to use it tomorrow on their front page, then obviously they should pay the photographer or whoever is whatever. So then, again, they can say, oh, this belongs to this person. I can pay him for that.
So what you've done is shortened the process.
Exactly.
Are there instances where someone else posts that photo and claims it as theirs, and not the photographer, that is, because the photographer probably has no idea that this is happening, that there's an NFT whole, there's a whole NFT process going on. Are there instances that happens, and is there a way to mitigate that, or is it just a risk?
Okay, so in essence, like with all things, there'll always be that aspect of risk, because the thing is, so what NFTs do is we can't stop piracy.
Yeah. Mm.
There's no way for me to stop somebody else using that image or things. I can't really enforce it. That's up to sort of the law.
Uh-huh.
But where the NFT really, the useful part comes in is the whole idea of time stamping.
Okay.
Right now, because this allows you to actually prove that you have it. You know, the thing is, like, say, for example, currently you could sign to a record label, they have to pay you all these things for your music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is somebody else comes out with a song, they play it on their YouTube channel. How do you enforce it? Again, you have to go through a long process. But that process always involves you showing proof.
That's
what the blockchain does is it cuts down that proof to listen. You send somebody a link, and that is good enough. Like, you literally have your proof there in a second.
Mm.
So it's where it really cuts down the whole. It can't really stop piracy, because that's up to people. Like, always going to be people, right?
Yeah.
So
but
then,
it can,
sorry to interrupt you, but on that particular note, I'd like to just clarify if that experience actually happens.
Mm.
So I uploaded it. I do have the timestamp, but then somebody in a different country gets access to the picture or the song or whatever it is, and then does their NFT.
Mm.
on that, you're saying that I would be able to contest their NFT by showing that my timestamp was earlier than theirs.
Yes, yes, okay. Exactly. Because your record has been proved that it's actually before them.
Yes.
So, yes.
So, can we talk about Kasuku NFT for a bit? Yes. Because I've gone on there and I've seen some fantastic stuff happening. There's a Kenyan artist who's pushing boundaries of fine art, creating micro worlds based on areas in Kenya. Be sure to follow him. This is what you are trying to do.
So Kasuku is going to be a platform, an NFT platform. We're starting off in East Africa and then move on to Pan Africa and the rest of the developing world. But what we're really trying to do is kind of like be able to help artists here turn their work into NFTs and actually access that multi-billion-dollar market. Because we've got amazing talent in this country, isn't we've got amazing talent all across here.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Exactly.
I know.
but right now, say creating an NFT would take you a good like an hour
or
plus,
more,
right?
Or more.
And
it'd
take a long time.
It'd be more, yeah.
And now the thing is that what if you could just like break down the person to such a simple thing? You create an account, you log in, you send your file, you click mint, done.
Okay.
Right? Now these are just a couple of the features that we're bringing out. The another thing is also is that you see, I feel like sort of as artists from this side of the world, we're just playing catch up.
Yeah. Yes.
Right now, if you go to OpenSea or you go to any other NFT marketplace, there are thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of artists there before you. Right now, again for artists over here, we're always stuck at the back of the line. Now, what Kasuku again is trying to do is give people that fresh start to like start from point blank again.
Yeah.
Right, we're the first ones creating this. So the network again we're building on is the Merlin network. But again, you see on this, you'll actually have a point at which these artists will be the first ones ever creating art on this blockchain.
On this network.
And like I said, the blockchain is a ledger, so it also now with NFTs and things, is the ability to actually record history.
Let me ask you a question, because I'm sure those listening are like, this guy just woke up one day, started reading things on the internet. Did you go to school for this?
No, not at all. No. It's put it this way. So like, it's still becoming in the point in which like now people are starting to create courses and all these kind of things about
it.
But back in the day, there was nothing at all. I mean, they just started nowadays, like I think the past 2 years or so, but it's still very new technology and no school for this. I've just watched the industry grow from its baby steps to where it is now. And it's,
And I think a lot of it is the practice, the actual experience that you have within the space, because then you can, I like how you talk about that. This is complicated and this is not working or this is working.
Yes.
Mowgli, thank you so much. We're going to jump in and listen to a quick song because music is also part of what we're, I'm going to just have an aside here with Mowgli and give him my song.
But I just want to know, when is Kasuku NFT on?
So we're planning to launch in hopefully the first half of May.
Okay.
Fingers crossed, everything goes according to plan.
So where can we find you right now?
So you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Kasuku NFT.
Yeah.
And our website is kasuku.app.
Ah, fantastic. Yep. Okay. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you so much for having me.
A class. We need to have a part two, June.
I'm telling you, this has to be a podcast discussion.
Yeah,
we do one on blockchain technology, and then we talk about fungibles, then crypto, then wallets, then finally NFTs. Like I said, 8 or 10 part podcast.
Definitely.
Once again, keep sending in your questions. We'll try to get them to Mowgli to answer them as well.
And follow them, please, at Kasuku NFT.
Yeah.
Right now, it's exactly 7 minutes past 4:50. I have this fancy feeling after talking about NFTs. I feel like I should get my fancy fingers on and get the fancy feeling on. This is The Jam. June Gashui, Martin Karaoke, 98.4 Capital FM. I don't know why I'm still talking. The song is here.
always on the move. Village life can be so cool. So.
You'll receive so much love from all of your blood.
Fancy Fingers bringing us to the top of the hour. It is exactly 5 p.m. and that means it is time for the news right here on 98.4 Capital FM. I hope you enjoyed our Jam Master segment with Mowgli Dodia. If you want us to share the SoundCloud link, we'll do that. And if you missed the interview, well, Paul is Anna, but we'll have him back for sure. It's time now for the news with Angela Mwirure. 98.4